We're on the phone with Gary Frelick. He's literally standing beside the Palisades Reservoir this morning up by the elk feed grounds, where they have just essentially rescued several head of elk that have fell through the ice. Gary, explain the situation to us. Gary Frelick, Wyoming Game and Fish Wildlife Biologist. Go ahead, Gary.
Sometime this morning, during the commute around 7:30, about 15 to 20 elk were observed through the ice west of the Alpine Feed Ground on the Palisades Reservoir. And calls came into the department, to the county dispatch, and the community responded, in addition to the Lincoln County Sheriff's deputies and the Game and Fish Department. And along with 20 to 25 people from the community, we were able to extract 13 elk from the ice that had fallen through the ice and bring them to safety. The ice apparently is thinner in several locations just west of the feed ground on the reservoir, probably due to some thermal spring action. And those elk found a weak spot and fell through the ice. Luckily, where they fell through the ice was only 20 yards away from the shoreline. And so we were able to, along with the community members, hack, cut away, chip away a pathway from the hole in the reservoir closer to the shoreline. And we were able to drag elk out of the ice and release them to safety. There were two calves that were severely stressed and depleted and could not get up, and we transported those two calves to the Alpine Feed Ground, where we released them, and they are now on their feet with the other elk that are currently on the feed.
Well, good. Describe the community help as you did that. People stopped. They got their chainsaws out, their ice augers, their tow ropes, their regular ropes. Describe the scene as people jumped out of their cars to help.
Yeah, it was. Totally impressive to watch and applaud the community support in this effort. I mean, people were stopped all along the highway, volunteering their help, extracting elk from the ice, doing whatever they could to help us remove those elk. And we had folks from the YDOT shop, Lincoln County Sheriff's Office, Game and Fish Department, and as I say, 20 to 25 people from the community who were down there actively participating in extracting these elk from the ice. And there was one individual from a local construction company who brought a backhoe, and we were able to use a backhoe to put the two calf elk into the bucket and transport them to the Alpine Feed Ground safely, where they're now with the other elk that are currently on the feed ground. So the community made this happen. There's no way the Game and Fish Department alone, or even a few of the county deputies, could have made that work with the number of elk that were in the ice frantically trying to extract themselves without the help of the community. So
yes, we've got a video up. We have a video up on SVI right now showing that, and quite a community effort, and appreciate all the work that everybody did down there this morning next to Alpine. We've got Gary Frelick, Wyoming Game and Fish Biologist, on the line with us. Gary, anything else we need to know about this event? Rather unusual. Palisades Reservoir, not necessarily full as it is at this time. I mean, it's fuller than it generally is. They're doing some construction work down at the dam, so the waters are higher, and that puts the water right up next to that feed ground, correct?
That's certainly, yeah. That's exactly right, Dan. And the thing that I would ask the community members to be aware of is when they're driving past the reservoir to keep an eye out for elk that may continue to break through some of the weak spots, you know, with the springs that we know are coming from the reservoir bottom and weakening the ice, so we can hopefully minimize this happening again and get any elk out of the ice as quickly as possible should this occur in the future.
All right, very good. Gary Frelick talking to us from the Alpine Feed Ground this morning. Thanks for joining us, Gary. Quite a morning for you there.